Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ, and wishing you a happy and blessed Christmas holiday season. We're live on the air and online, and we would like to hear from you. The lines are wide open, and we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. Call now. The lines are wide open, and this is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're in the time of joy. It's a joyful season known as Christmas. We have to remember, though, that there's a lot of people out there that aren't experiencing joy. This is a very hard and difficult time for many, many people. Depression is on the rise during this time, or intensifies for many folks, feelings of loneliness, isolation. So those of us who are sensing joy, feeling joy, experiencing joy, it would be good for us to remember those who aren't quite so joyful and to be there and available for them to lift them up, to encourage, to give them the joy that they need through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's where joy is to be found, in the grace that's been given to us by Jesus Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection. And we see, and that's what we talked about yesterday on the broadcast, that this joy really is the response of grace. Grace is the cause of that joy. Jesus Christ himself is the cause of that joy in our hearts. And regardless of the situation that we may find ourselves in, regardless of the emotional state that we may be in right now, there are reasons to be joyful. And all of those reasons are bound up in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He's the one that causes great joy in us. So as we are going into this joyful season, this joyful time to rejoice in all the blessings that we have in Christ, let's be joy givers. Let's keep our eyes and ears open to the needs of people around us so that we can lift them up by pointing them to the person and work of Jesus Christ so that they can experience joy regardless of the situation that they find themselves in. So today, we want to ask our listeners to call in and talk about the reasons that you have to be joyful during this particular season and throughout the year. And we're going to give some of those reasons ourselves as we dive into some particular passages in the Word of God. But we would like for you to call and be a part of today's broadcast and to offer up reasons that you're joyful during this joyful season.
844-322-2742. That's the number to dial right now if you'd like to join the conversation and tell us what brings joy and has brought joy into your life. Again, 844-322-2742. You know, the people of the world literally really need to hear that God loves them, that he truly cares about them, and that they can find peace and joy in their daily lives. People like Ryan, who faces terminal cancer. Yet, because of his faith, Ryan can say with confidence, "I don't see that as a death sentence. I see it as a life sentence. I'm now able to just really go out and, with reckless abandon, so to speak, witnessing and preaching the gospel." Or Debbie, who wrote, "Wish I'd known this years ago. I guess we're all on a journey to learn the truth. I just want everyone to know God's grace." Or Bruce, who said, "The Basic Gospel Journey CD really helped me. It set me free to be totally free in Christ. I'm no longer sad and full of emotional pain. I'm now full of genuine joy and happiness, inside and out." Now, these three examples are of the kind of impact that you make through your giving through Basic Gospel. And we want to request that you help us right now. Will you commit to making your most generous gift this month so we can boldly go into 2017 with confidence? Just visit basicgospel.net and click donate. You too will receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, The Basic Gospel Journey, as our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. And again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. And again, we thank you in advance for your support of Basic Gospel. Well, plenty of open lines, as I said, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Well, guys, overnight we had a call from a listener in Topeka, Kansas. Let's hear that question right now.
Good evening, I'm calling from Topeka, Kansas. I got two questions. Number one, I find myself repenting old sins over and over again, and I don't fully understand why I'm doing that. And question number two, I think Proverbs 3:9 talks about tithing. The question is it okay to pay or help somebody that's in need instead of giving money to the local church? So appreciate everything you guys do, and it's a great program to listen to. Thank
you. Great questions.
Great questions indeed, and I love the first one about repenting, and I think a lot of people would probably have that same question. You know, we find ourselves repeating sins, and when we do that, we feel guilty over that, and we're trying to figure out, how do I stop? And so we offer up some prayer of repentance. Lord, I'm going to repent of this. In other words, you're saying, you're promising, I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I've learned my lesson. I've realized that it's not good for me. So I repent of it, and I promise I'm not going to do it. And then the next day, you've found yourself doing it again, and you're feeling even more guilty, and offering up the same prayer of repentance, hoping God's going to, you know, turn back around, so He's looking at you again, and all these sort of things. So it begs the question: what in the world is repentance? Is it just saying to God that you're sorry for a sin that you've done, and promising that you're never going to do it again? No, that's not repentance. That word repentance in the Word of God has absolutely nothing to do with that kind of thinking. Repentance is a real change of mind. It's putting yourself in the center of God's will and allowing Christ to be the very center of your life. That's what repentance is all about. And so as you are, you know, struggling with these sins and finding yourself repeating them day after day, week after week, month after month, feeling more and more guilt, the reason you're doing that is because you have made it your aim to stop sinning.
Yeah.
You have made it your goal to never do that sin again. So you're bringing all of your human effort to that goal, to that task, and you find out that your human effort isn't strong enough to overcome that sin. So where is your mind? Your mind is in the middle of your abilities, in the middle of your human efforts. That's what you think is going to bring about victory in your life. And all it does is heap on the guilt and shame.
Yes.
So we need to repent, change our thinking. In other words, realize that Christ is the one that has already overcome sin and death. He's already won the victory, and He is alive, living in you. So your role, when you've repented, when you've changed your mind, you will understand that your role is no longer to stop sinning. Your role is to start trusting. And that life of faith is going to purge out those things, because that's what Christ's life does.
Yes.
And Christ will start to teach you to say no to those temptations. So repentance isn't sitting there saying, oh, I'm sorry I did this, I'll never do it again. Repentance is actually changing your mind about how you handled things in the past and how you need to handle things in the future. And how you need to handle things in the future is by faith in the resurrected Jesus, who is alive, living in you. He's already whipped sin. It was no problem for Him.
Yeah.
He won the victory, and He can win the victory in your practical, everyday, rubber meets the road life that you're living.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from this caller from Topeka, Kansas. And friends, if you'd like to leave a question overnight, simply go to basicgospel.net/ask. And you can either leave your voicemail message with your question, or you can leave a text message with your question. Either way, we would love to hear from you at Basic Gospel, and we'll be glad to address your question soon on the Basic Gospel radio program. And again, that's basicgospel.net/ask.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Arlington, Texas, and talk with Lori, listening to us on the Word. Hi, Lori.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Glad you could join us on the air today.
Well, it's an honor to me to do that with you guys.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking, you were asking, what are you joyful for during the holiday season? Is that what you were saying?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be relegated to the holiday season. I mean, it could just be what you're joyful for, you know, just for everyday living, year-round stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you're joyful for, Lori?
Well, I just wanted to kind of speak to that about the holiday season and how people get so caught up in, you know, trying to celebrate Christmas in a traditional way. And the enemy really gets in there and tries to steal your joy during that time as well, especially if you're a believer and you really love the Lord. He really tries to get in there and steal your joy, you know. And so I think it's important not to focus on those things and just focus on the real reason,
yeah,
you know, which is celebrating Jesus. And, you know, like you said, just look for where you can spread joy and just do that. And I found that when you take your focus off that other stuff and just really apply it in that way, it really does bring you joy and give joy to others. And so it's, I've had issues at Christmas time before trying to bring family members together and all these obstacles, and there's, you know, dysfunction in that sometimes. And just not, if there's something, some kind of thing that the enemy's trying to block, you know, the joy of your family celebrating Christmas together, well, don't focus on that. Take your focus off that and just really celebrate Jesus and look around you and see where you can bring joy. And I think that's such a great thing you said to do. I agree with that.
Well, thank you, Lori, and thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. Yes. I appreciate your insights on that. And you know, it really is simple. Jesus is the reason for the season. And as, you know, the angel told the shepherds, he said, I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. So Jesus is the one that causes joy in our hearts and the grace that he brings to us. And joy really is a word that is a response to the grace of God. Even in the Greek language, they come from the same root word. And grace is that thing which causes joy for the very kindness grace gives to us. So God made us alive together with Christ. That's grace. And that act of God on our behalf is what brings joy to the human heart. We can look for joy out there in the world, and we're not going to find it. We're going to find some things that might make us happy for a moment. They might put a smile on our face for a moment. But real joy, genuine joy, enduring joy comes by keeping our eyes on Christ and on Christ alone. And he's brought that grace to our hearts. And Lori, so thankful for you and your willingness to point people to Jesus. And I pray that you will have a wonderful time this Christmas season doing that.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, I think just try to figure out, you know, what, look around you and see what you can do to put a smile on Jesus's face is, you know, a present you can give him for his birthday, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Now, thank you, brothers, for what you do. And God bless you. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas to you, Lori. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. And friends, we'd like to know what brings joy into your life. 844-322-2742. We have time on the clock. We want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. You know, people the world over need to hear that God loves them, cares about them, that they can find peace and joy in their lives. You hear it on their voices. You hear me read their stories on questions every day here on this broadcast. And you make an impact through your giving, through Basic Gospel. We ask you to join us in making your most generous gift this month so we can boldly go into 2017. Just visit BasicGospel.net and click Donate. And when you do, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, The Basic Gospel Journey, is our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. Again, that's Donate at BasicGospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's an interesting article that was written in the Washington Post, and I find that it really dovetails well in what our subject matter is this month, joy. And the fact that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We hold a special place in God's heart and mind. We're the image bearers. He created us in his image. And so Jesus came, and it was for the joy set before him that he endured the cross, that he took upon himself the sins of the world. And this grace that we have received, it is of such magnitude and of such significance that Peter wrote in his first letter, even angels long to look into these things. You know, angels will never experience the grace of God. Nothing in all of creation will ever experience the grace of God except for mankind, except for humanity. Well, this article in the Washington Post is called Humanity is Cosmically Special, and here's how we know. And so Howard A. Smith, the author, who is a senior astrophysicist at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, he is looking at some of the things that physicists have discovered about our universe, and specifically how our universe has been fine-tuned for life. So there are some basic forces out there, forces like gravity, electromagnetism, nuclear interactions. Those things are fine-tuned in such proportions that if they are shifted just a very small deal, life could not exist. And we don't find that anywhere else out there in the universe. And so what these observations that physicists are making today are leading them to conclude is that Earth is a special place. You know, at one point, all of mankind believed that Earth was in the center of the universe and everything revolved around the Earth. Copernicus knocked Earth off of its pedestal. And as Carl Sagan said and Stephen Hawking said, we find that we live on an insignificant planet of a humdrum star. Stephen Hawking said, the human race is just a chemical scum on a moderate-sized planet.
Oh,
no significance, nothing out of the ordinary. We're just one of millions and billions of stars that are out there. But these new findings are leading to other conclusions. Now, Stephen Hawking has looked at this and said, you know, I just can't believe the whole universe exists for our benefit, because that's what these conclusions are leading people to think, that all of this universe, all that we see out there was for us, that God created us for our enjoyment, for our benefit. And why I believe this dovetails into our current topic of joy is because God reached down to us in such a way in Christ that we could experience his joy in full measure. Now, why would God do that if we weren't cosmically special? If we didn't hold a special place in God's heart? If we didn't hold a special vocation in which he wants us to participate in, that being an image bearer? So all of these things, you know, just dovetail together to see the significance of the gospel message and the incredible awesomeness of the fact that God actually loves us. And science, I think, is starting to at least draw some conclusions leading us down that path, the path that the Bible has already laid out for us in very vivid detail with the work of Jesus Christ in death, burial, and resurrection. So that's one of the reasons we can be joyful. What we experience in Christ, the grace that saves us, the grace that sustains us, is something that all of creation wants to look into. They would love to be able to experience that like we do, but they can't. Why? Because that was set up for only humans. God only saves humans. But in the salvation of humans, he liberates all of creation. So all of creation can stand in praise of what God has done in Jesus for us. And we capture that praise and return it to God for all eternity and for that glory to be experienced and shared in as God has set it up in Christ. So I found this article incredibly interesting and
very
encouraging.
Interesting.
Again, it was in the Washington Post on November 25th by Howard A. Smith. And praise God for Howard A. Smith for recognizing the centrality of mankind in the plan of God. And that's cause for great joy, that God so loved me, that God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's grace, and that grace is what causes joy in the human heart. And we pray that it's yours in full measure, in abundance, as you grow in your knowledge of God's grace and who he really is.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Bob. Very, very interesting.
Well, let's go to Calgary and talk to our friend Miles. Hi, Miles.
Hey, Miles.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Talking about power, I'd like your comments and thoughts on the word love with its many facets of meaning, but also love as a power, and that Jesus, who is God's power, loved his church or loves his church so much he went to the cross. And the Bible, I believe, says men are to love women and women are to be submissive to men, but men are to love women, and men being physically more powerful and biologically less vulnerable, not that men are more sacred. In fact, we could maybe argue that women are more sacred because of their ability to create life. That men are to love, and that means be in a position, they're in a position of power naturally, and therefore they have to submit to women to show women grace. And it's in a sense, it's a...
Well, Miles, we're about out of time, so let us jump in on that. And certainly, you know, folks have described love as the most powerful force in that's ever been known. But love is wrapped up in a person. I mean, God is love, and so we see that in that love, in that essence of love that he created for our benefit, for our joy, our contentment. We see that powerful creation story being compelled by love itself. We see the salvation story being compelled by the love of God itself. We see the act of salvation being love in action on our behalf. God so loved because of his great love for us, he made us alive together with Christ. So we see love in action in the gospel in very, very powerful ways. And as we abide in that source of love, we're going to see that love being shared in our lives as well. And there's nothing like it in the world. Absolutely nothing like it. Miles, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
We do indeed. And again, if you would like to pose a question for us to address here on Basic Gospel, you can simply go to basicgospel.net/ask. basicgospel.net/ask. You could also use the same number, 844-322-2742, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to pose your question. I want to remind you once again, friends, that people the world over need to hear that God loves them and cares about them and that they can find peace and joy in their daily lives. You hear it in their voices or hear me read their stories or questions every day on this broadcast, and you make an impact, of course, when you give through Basic Gospel. We ask you to join us in making your most generous gift this month so we can boldly go into 2017 with confidence to proclaim him unabashedly. Visit BasicGospel.net. Click Donate. When you do, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, The Basic Gospel Journey. It's our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. Again, that's Donate at BasicGospel.net. We'll get a copy on the way to you. I know you'll be blessed, as many of our listeners have been already, with The Basic Gospel Journey by Bob Christopher. Well, that's it for this broadcast today, everybody. Thanks for being with us for Basic Gospel. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.